This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
No, that was a request.
Oh, that's the Moody Blues. Is that called question, the question or question?
Just question.
I'll tell you who may have quite a question to answer, and that is Rory McIlroy, who apparently is sitting on an $850 million offer from Liv.
Whoa.
He, of course, a vocal proponent of remaining with the PGA throughout this entire process. I wonder if he will remain vocally in favor with a bag of $850 million.
If I'm Rory, I'm
staring
like,
him in the face.
Where do I sign?
Is that what you would do?
What?
His manager's going out there saying, like, there's no truth to it. There's no way he's leaving PGA.
Okay. Can I offer him some advice?
Yes.
He's not going to win another major. Take the bag of cash.
Oh, you would take the cash?
Of course, yes, he takes 100%.
How many euros is that?
He can't, Wiggy, I know you're saying of course he takes it.
Of course he takes it.
He's going to look like the biggest, fattest hypocrite on the planet.
That's fine. He has $850 million to be a hypocrite. I'll do that.
Okay, but then he's no different than Phil Mickelson, who he was railing about at the start of this whole thing, for being essentially a traitor.
But like, things change, right? Like Jay Monahan said to him, when Liv first started coming up, Jay Monahan came to him, and him and Jay are very close, and it's like, we can't do this, we have to stand for the PGA, all this stuff. But then Jay goes and makes a deal with the guys that own Liv. Like, with, what is it, the PIF, right?
Yeah.
Like, so Rory probably feels betrayed by that, so why not take the bag?
How much has he made in his career? Yeah, like,
around. Courtney,
like if you
Google it.
Let's say it is.
Just winnings alone, or are you talking endorsements and everything?
Let's say it is $150
million. $125
million. $125 million. There's no way on God's green earth anybody turns down $850
million. Here's
this. If it's like $100 million, okay, maybe he has to really think about that.
I'm saying $170.
All right, it doesn't matter if it's $200. This is if it was 200, it'd be four times the amount that he made.
Yeah.
There's no way you turn down that type of money.
Rory McIlroy, Greg, in 2022, I think this was right before the Open in Brookline, was asked about Mickelson and Liv and their ties with 9/11 after the families of 9/11 came out against the Liv tour. He was asked if he hears about it. He goes, yeah, of course I do. The bad people that came from that part of the world did some absolutely horrendous things. I understand where the families of 9/11 victims are coming from. In this day and age, everything is just so intertwined, it's hard to separate sport from politics, from dirty money, from clean money.
Well, if he does it, give him a round of applause.
It's easier to separate it when the dirty money is $850 million, is what Shimon Wig hears.
Yeah, if he's
damn right, listen, it is.
Greg, if he's able to do it, then, hey, listen, his moral standards are the way he believes in his mind, you know, good for him. But $850 million? The way Liv is throwing around money, it's like, man, okay.
But what if there's this merger, Greg? Like, how will that impact this?
Then Rory just gets to play in the PGA event and would have gotten his $850 million.
No, I wasn't asking it like I'm not. I'm saying in general, like, so why wouldn't everybody do it?
Right.
If you're just going to join, you know.
Well, I think that's kind of my point. Like, absolutely. I think you're spot on. Anybody who's offered a contract from Liv should just take it, especially that it would force the merger to move faster.
Well, I think that's what the Saudis are trying to do. I mean, they have gobs and gobs and gobs of money. So they're basically trying to gain leverage. Mm-hmm. Golfer after golfer,
right?
And say, because there's been some talk of them being left out in some ways when it comes to the merger. Like if John Henry and Wick and that group is able to fund the PGA, then they don't necessarily need to have the Saudis involved. That's been the speculation. So they, if they're able to hold on to, you know, not only the guys that they got, but you add Rory, you add whomever, then you have some leverage when it comes to
the
bargaining
on.
Table and negotiating.
Because how much did the Fenway Sports Group give the PGA? Wasn't it like $3 billion?
It's Fenway Sports Group and others. It's like Wick. It's Arthur Blank. It's like it's a whole bunch of owners.
So they gave the PGA.
I got a buddy. My dad's best friend is one of the investors.
Really?
So we'll get some inside info hopefully soon.
Okay, good.
So they gave $3 billion, and then Liv is willing to offer Rory a quarter of that.
Correct.
And how,
like, just Rory. Yes. That's the difference in kind of money we're dealing with here.
Right. And how many like of the elite well-known golfers, how long before the Saudis they're able to go and get those guys? I think eventually it's because even if Rory says no, is he the best golfer in the world?
They still have
not
very good talent over on Liv, though.
Right,
they
but
big names that are there.
They have some, yeah.
Right, but what I'm saying is eventually, if they're willing to offer him $850 million, and he's not even the best golfer in the world, don't you think it's just a matter of time?
Scottie Scheffler is the number one best golfer in the world right now.
And so. Is he with the PGA or is he with Liv?
PGA.
He's with PGA.
And he's not leaving.
It's,
well, what,
for $900 million he would?
He is maniacal like Tom Brady in that all he wants to do is beat everyone, beat the best players in the world, and Liv doesn't offer him.
Yeah,
that.
But if they offer him $1 billion.
He doesn't care. He is very. He's one of these very Christian Texas guys. Right. He has family. He has enough money at this point.
Joel
wants to beat everyone.
Joel Osteed's a Christian Texas guy, and he loves money.
Yeah. All right, well, I mean, because if they're offering this guy Rory $850, I don't know where he stands in the, you know, when it comes to the you know, top 10 best golfers in the world.
Yeah.
If there's other guys out there that are better than him. How much you think they're going to willing to
pay? Well, it doesn't matter to them, clearly. I mean, no disrespect to Rory McIlroy, but is he worth $850 million?
I'm going to tell you this right now. If Rory McIlroy is worth $800 million, Caitlin Clark is worth more than $400,000.
That is true.
Yes.
You know who I wouldn't be surprised if they got? Tiger.
See, he's like Rory. He's somebody who is very vocal in denigrating those who took the money, so he can't take the money.
Yeah, but I think they're going to offer him.
I mean, he didn't mind taking it when he was going over, like a lot of these guys going over and playing in tournaments over there.
Or the fact that the ticket company that's in charge of PGA tickets, the video game that's part of the PGA, took massive amounts of money during the pandemic from the Saudi investment fund.
If he knows, like, his career.
Well, he would never do it.
Yeah, but if he knows his career is, like, you know, no pun intended, like, way on the back nine, and they offered him $2 billion?
He's worth $800 million.
Who?
Tiger.
I know.
Right, so I'm just saying, like.
No, he turned it down.
Yeah.
Right, but that now they what they do. Just
I think they didn't they talk about they did offer him $1 billion?
Yeah,
I thought it was
when they offered Hideki Matsuyama this, like, $750 million.
But guess
as well.
What? Yeah. Great negotiators go, okay, you don't want $1 billion? How about $2 billion?
Yeah.
And then you don't think Tiger goes, $2 billion? I mean, it just seems like Liv is throwing out, like, they have to.
They're trying to buy the PGA.
In the words of Gerard Mayo,
they're burning some cash.
They got cash to burn.
They're burning cash.
Oh, man.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
Burn some cash. Wow. Burn some
do
cash.
You think Liv will.
Burning it in a collaborative manner.
Yeah. So these two are going to merge, right?
Is there a lot of draft collaboration going on right now?
Oh, my God. There is so much draft collaboration. They're building the new weight room even as we speak at Gillette Stadium.
So I'm fascinated. Are they going to merge or live in PGA?
Merge.
Merge.
Yes. I think that's the plan.
Eventually. Yes,
that's the eventually?
Plan. Yeah.
Man,
you're fascinated.
The PGA, they'd be stupid to not want to back, not want this company to be, or these, you know, the Saudis to be in business with them as much money as they got.
It's a little bit different. Like they come in and then they run everything.
Yeah, but think about the
and
players.
Then, you know, if it doesn't go the way things are planned, it could get nasty.
But they could get to a point where you could almost the players could unionize, and then. Everybody would get a payday.
I don't think Saudi Arabia is big on unionizing.
Well, everybody gets a payday.
I don't think they welcome. They don't welcome that, Curtis.
Right. I mean, the Middle East not exactly a peaceful place at this current time.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
They're working on women being able to drink an alcoholic beverage first.
They love their golf, don't they?
To be able to go out in public with their face showing is a big issue for many over there.
Wow.
So
the ability to drive would be nice.
Yeah. Walking next to your partner, not behind.
Right.
I do that with this show, but
they love their golf.
I think actually yesterday I saw Santo carrying you.
Yeah.
Out of the Capitol.
Oh yes, no.
He was very different. Santo, I love Santo.
He's the nicest guy.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Santo looking forward to the Numbnuts Invitational.
Very excited.
On July 23rd.
Yep. He was making sure that he had it on his calendar.
Yes. Yes.
I unfortunately gave him the wrong date for Bermuda.
I think you did that on purpose.
I did not do that on purpose. I believe you gave me a date, and then it switched like a week later.
And Santo coming to several road shows.
Yes.
Not the first one.
No.
No. All right. First road show. Week from this Friday, Brattleboro, Vermont. We've never been to Vermont before with this show. Cannot wait to get there. And speaking of the draft, night before, our very own unofficial draft party, which will be at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire, as a part of the pregame.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, features the Wheel of Shots.
Yes.
So we need to figure out what type of shot we are going to take if the New England Patriots do not take a quarterback at number three.
The Jaden Daniels, Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
Something along those lines?
Yeah, that's probably,
Any chance we can get the Saudis to back the Numbnuts in the Invitational?
Invest
some money in that?
Let's keep my nuts out of Saudi Arabia.
What do you want? You want a fee for playing?
I ain't even looking for the Rory fee, but damn, the way they throw around money like that, shoot.
You should take up golf.
Playing
some pro-ams. They probably give you a little bit of cash for
celebrity golf event.
I feel like Liv would love to have Wiggy host a tournament.
I would host like a Kool-Aid
Diplo.
Smile. I'd be like, shout out to all my Saudis out here and for what you're able to make happen today here. Where are we going to be at?
Oh, my God.
Probably one of Trump's courses.
Granite Lakes.
Granite Lakes.
Oh, Granite Lakes.
Wiggy, Wiggy's like, yo, Curtis, can you get me Mohammed bin Salman's email?
That's it.
We have a lot of foursomes available for the Numbnuts Invitational. We've expanded the field greatly thanks to Walter and everybody at Granite Links. So I can't wait for it. And we're gonna do a show there that morning.
Very excited about
and
that.
And then we'll start the tee times at like 9.
He was there yesterday, wasn't he?
Who?
The guy from Granite Links.
You just forgot the name.
Walter.
Yep.
No.
Who did we meet from Granite Links?
Will O'Connell was there.
Okay, I knew I met somebody from Granite Links.
Yeah.
Greg goes Walt, and then Wiggy's like, "What's the guy?"
No. Because I wasn't.
He's not good with names.
Yeah,
great.
We
at
met
everything
somebody.
Else. Great, great dad, great guy. Names not so much.
We met somebody.
Yeah,
that's why I would never be a good politician.
Did you remember Sean Thornton's name?
Yes, I did see him there too.
Sean Thornton was there at our party yesterday. Yeah. Great guy, back
the
in
best.
Town for the marathon.
Always looks
the best.
Good.
Bruins could use him right now. I like when people suggest that Pat Maroon is going to be their enforcer tough guy during the playoffs.
No, he's not. He moves. By the way, I watching him last night. He moves so slow.
He's 50.
Are they even going to put him in the lineup?
I don't know what to tell. Well,
are they going to put him in?
In the playoff lineup? Yeah. I think they are.
Really?
Well,
I think.
Also, Jack got railed for making the fat jokes not too long ago.
Yeah.
The Washington broadcast was not much better last night. They were like, it's hard to miss him out on the ice.
That's not right. See, you notice how There's a reformed fat person laughing at fat shaming on sports television.
I hate people that change.
How soon the tide turns.
No, I was just saying if we were going to rail Jack, we should rail
him. No, you're laughing
too.
At Pat Maroon fat jokes now because right. You're skinny.
No, hey.
That's not right.
I laughed at fat jokes when I was fat.
You think you're skinny.
Well, I'm getting skinny, yes. Yeah.
That's what comes with being a fat athlete. You got to deal with the fat jokes.
Yeah.
I mean, any fat athlete, we've criticized them for.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
I feel like Pat Maroon would be in on the pizza trolling in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
He would love that.
Oh, he would be very in favor.
As would I.
Patrick, throw pizzas on the ice?
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Sox got crushed by the Guardians to start their series yesterday. 6-0 was the final. Cutter Crawford got the start. He went 5 2/3. He gave up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 6. The game was scoreless till the 7th, the same inning that a scary collision happened between Rafael Devers and Tyler O'Neill. The two went to grab a pop-up for the final out at the top of the inning. O'Neill had to leave the game and is in concussion protocol. He got something like 7 stitches on his face. Another one with the Guardians tonight at Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. Greg and I will both be in attendance. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Bruins fell to the Capitals 2-0. Jeremy Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. They end the season tonight with the Senators in town. Puck drop at 7. Two Celtics players will be reportedly playing in the Olympics this summer. Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday will be on Team USA's 12-man roster for the Paris Games. And no surprise here, Caitlin Clark went number one overall to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft.
She took a pay cut to play in the WNBA.
But Prada is clearly paying her something because her full outfit last night was Prada. She looked great.
You approve?
I approved of that outfit. Yeah, she looked good. Do your loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18.
Almost there, Queen.
Yeah, I'm
10 o'clock right around
cruising.
The corner.
Yep. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Big news. I haven't mentioned it, but if you want to see Instagram, the Patriots wishing Bill Belichick a happy 72nd birthday.
Oh.
The comments, in a word, fire. I don't know who with the Patriots checks, if that raises up the ladder to the Jonathan Robert Kraft desk, but yes. I would take a glance at that to see the temperature of Patriots fans. They are enraged.
Does it say happy birthday to a guy who wanted to keep a murderer on our team?
The comments are just like, oh, the guy you just fired? Oh, the guy that you just smeared on Dynasty? Wow, why don't you bring him back, idiot? It's unbelievable.
We'll see him in June.
Anyway, it's currently 54 in Boston, afternoon high of 66.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.